Marley Rivera from ESPN joins us now, a writer and reporter for both ESPN and ESPN Deporte. Marley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I apologize. I'm actually in the hallway at the bowels of Progressive Field, so it's a little bit noisy.
It's a live feeling, though, Marley. It's a live feeling.
That's great. Now, Marley, you were literally in the middle of things last night as part of the broadcast.
Literally, you're absolutely right.
Tell us what it was like from where you were.
I have to say, it's such a different experience, right? We're so used, you know, I'm an analyst and a baseball writer. You're just so very used to being, you know, sort of going for the news and talking to the guys about particular stories and let's talk about your pitching or your swing. And here it was just about the joy of baseball. And it's it reminded me of sort of being, you know, I'm a native of Puerto Rico, and it reminded me of being like winter ball, where you just go for the joy of the game. And that's what it felt like. It was really exciting. And of course, I don't have to tell you guys, I mean, Vladdy, what is it? Pete Alonso may be the winner, but Vladdy stole the show.
So in your mind, I mean, there was so much hype about Guerrero at the start of the year, and he didn't start the year. He's had a so-so season so far. He's 20. Do you think this announces his arrival? Does he become now a destination player? By that, I mean, when the Jays go on the road, that people will buy tickets to watch him play?
I believe so. I think this was, by definition, a coming out party, right? Like, this is the first, I mean, it's not, and let's be very clear, as you guys know, we have done national broadcasts at ESPN where Vladdy has played. So it's not that he hasn't played in a national broadcast, but actually it wasn't like this. There wasn't a level, you know, first of all, who hits 91 home runs? Oh, wait, it's never happened before. So certainly that is one of those things that we need to, you know, make clear that is exactly what happened. So it's not only a coming out party, it's coming out, you know, the way he did. This is just incredible. So certainly we introduced him to a larger audience, and we also having the opportunity to be on the field. And obviously, as you guys know, I have known Vladdy for a very long time, that I had the opportunity to express to people the joy that he has in baseball, and doing it, you know, simultaneously in English and Spanish just really helped to convey that.
And had the home run hitting contest lost a little bit of its luster? You know, guys have struggled coming out of it. And so there seemed to be a hesitation with some guys to be even involved in it.
No, I agree. And it's something, you know, there's been this whole conversation about whether participating in the Derby has injured players, right? It's there's been talks about that. And a lot of people, when, you know, as you guys know, about a month and a half ago, I put the bug in ESPN's ear and I told them that that Vladdy, you know, I went up to him when we were there at the Rogers Center, and I told him right there, I was like, would you go if you're invited? And a lot of people started saying, what are you talking to him about? At that point, I think he had only hit 4 home runs. And as you know, he only had 8, and it's the lowest amount of home runs for a home run derby participant. And CeCe Sabathia said it best, gentlemen. CeCe Sabathia said, this one is for all the haters who said that Vladdy Guerrero did not belong in the home run derby.
So, realistically, going forward to the second half, Marley, what would you like to see from Guerrero to take the next step?
I think one of the things that I'm seeing him sometimes step away from the frustration, which is very common for a player that is, 20 years and 145 days of age, is that he's losing that plate discipline that he has been so well known for. And I can see that he's just young, just has to get used to the pitching. There's some tough pitching in the AL East particularly. So, you know, he has to deal with that. So there's a lot of pressure on him. And it is a little bit different because of the woes that are happening currently on the Jays lineup, right? It's one of those things that, you know, you don't necessarily have to pitch to Guerrero at times. And that is one of those that he needs to. But that just all goes with time. But if I have to say, to keep up the plate discipline, I mean, we know that wild swing is never going to fix it. He actually has said, this is just how I swing. And people think I'm going to get hurt by it, but this is just how I swing. But it's been just a joy to watch him. But plate discipline, it's like number one. And the work he's been doing at third base, particularly with Louis Rivera, has been very impressive. And I would like him to continue, and we see the fitness also improving.
And when you take a player like that, 20 years old, and such a flair through his minor league progression, and then essentially by not bringing him up to the majors right at the start of the year, you're teaching him that the business of sport is more important than the sport itself. So do you take a little bit of that flavor away from him? He says, okay, you're protecting your business side of it before it starts. I just want to play the game and love it and have fun. And he seems like such a fun-loving, you know, open-hearted guy. You take a little bit of that away from him at 20 years old, focusing so much on the business side.
No, absolutely, and we know that, right? That's something that's kind of interesting because in front of me right now is Ronald Acuña Jr., and, you know, a lot of us talked about that, too, when it happened with, you know, we now, you know, we see him hitting today ninth in his second All-Star game and being the youngest player ever to start a game for the, you know, for the as an Atlanta Braves. So it's just, you know, we had this conversation when it happened to Acuña, and certainly we focus on that kind of side of the business, but I do think that these kids, and I don't understand how or why, gentlemen. I wish that I could give you a really erudite explanation, but I don't understand how they can handle it. I mean, you saw Vladdy yesterday in the moment on national television, knowing that, you know, everyone was thinking, oh, his father, you know, Vladdy Guerrero, this will never happen. He's not going to perform well. And he rises to the occasion. Ronald Acuña rose to the occasion last year in the playoffs of what he did for the Braves with that grand slam. And just these moments. And they just don't seem spaced by the moment. And I really can't tell you. I don't understand why. It's probably, and if I can have to find one explanation, it's probably because these kids grew up in the game.
Right.
Right?
Like, they grew up in clubhouses, right?
Guys, right? They grew up in clubhouses. You know, Ronald, as you guys know, his cousins, right? He's cousins with Kelvin Escobar and Alcides Escobar. And then we see, you know Vladdy. I don't have to tell you that. And we see it with other players, too, with Fernando Tatis Jr. We're starting to see it. You know, we're seeing it with just all these kids. And we certainly see it with Kevin Biggio. And we're going to hopefully see it very soon with Bo Bichette. It's just these guys are just, these moments don't faze them. And it's really impressive to watch. So maybe that side of the business that we're very aware of maybe will not make such an impact.
We're with Marley Rivera from ESPN. Marley, is baseball too dependent on the home run right now?
Yes. Short answer. Yes, I sometimes get a little bit frustrated by that, as I know many of us do. I mean, it's part of the show. It's part of the fun. It's great to watch. But I mean, I have, as you guys know, I'm a national writer, and I travel a lot and see a lot of baseball. I can count with my hands at this point of the season how many bunts I have seen.
How many stolen bases have you seen? there's fewer than a stolen base a game now.
Yeah, exactly. So you're absolutely right. And at one time it just becomes predictable. And I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy the high number of strikeouts. But you know one thing that was starting to happen, and I hope there are some adjustments to this, is we saw it when the shift started happening, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing people adjusting to the shift. So maybe this is exactly what will happen with this whole home run, you know, disease. I mean, I know that the show is there, and I was in London, and that was tough, you know, like these kind of just very long offensive games. And certainly we all, maybe us, you know, kind of old school people who love baseball for what it is, we enjoy 1-0 games with just a couple of hits. But, you know, it would be a lot better if maybe we just things didn't depend on the home run so much. That's what I'll say.
We'll start planting the seed, because in the hockey world I lived in, if you want to win, build a little bit different type of team than everybody else is doing. So somebody go back to small ball and stolen bases and bunts and
I'm
playing
with you.
That game, the fundamentals of the game, and you'd be the contrarian.
And you guys know that. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely the contrarian if you did that. And we actually saw it a little bit in the playoffs. I don't know if you guys remember. Alex Cora really at all at small ball. And it was kind of like that interesting thing, right? You have this magnitude of home runs and just this really power team and exemplary historical results that we know that happened with that incredible Boston Red Sox World Series run. But at the same time, right, a lot of people were talking about those moments. A lot of people were talking about the moments where he chose to do steals and bunts and small ball. But you're right. We sound, you know, like old man yelling a cloud, old lady yelling a cloud of saying this. But it is, you know, and now, obviously, today we had the opportunity as members of the BBWA to speak to the commissioner of baseball, and the questions were there. Are the balls due?
Right.
It's like, no, we haven't done anything about this. And if they're going to be a universal DH, or we're going to table it till 2021 or 22. And obviously, with a universal DH, then you start getting worried about more home runs.
Right.
So, but, you know, the fans like it, and we need to make the game younger. We need to appeal to the younger fans. And if baseball sees that home runs appeal to the younger fan, we're not going to see a lot of changes. We're going to continue being old man and old woman yelling at clouds.
Right, and I'm with you, and I'm older than you, Marley. But what did Manfred say about Justin Verlander's comments? Because Verlander said 100% the ball is juiced. Major League Baseball owns Rawlings. You know, they make the balls. Come on. So what was Manfred's response to that?
his statement was that there is absolutely no alteration that has happened, and there's been no request for there mean to be any alterations to the baseballs used in the game. And he made a categorical statement. He didn't go on. I mean, obviously, the commissioner expressed a lot of, you know, comments about this stuff, but basically, the main categorical statement is there have been no adjustments, you know, or changes made to any baseball, basically saying, you know, these arguments that the baseball is juiced are completely untrue.
Well, but that's
what he said.
Major League Baseball is on pace for 500 more home runs than the previous record.
Well, not only that, you're absolutely right. Not only that, at this point, the Minnesota Twins, I mean, I wrote a story about 2 weeks ago. At that point, I mean, they were about to blow the Yankees record by about 50 home runs. So it's just, it's kind of ridiculous, right? Like these numbers that we're looking at. But one of the things, and we've talked obviously to a lot of players about this topic, they say that it's the changes in pitching, which obviously we know there's been a lot of changes in pitching in terms of the way that pitchers approach. We know that hitting 9,900 miles an hour certainly is not impressive or uncommon anymore. Yesterday, when I was watching the Futures game, a couple of the kids were hitting 101. One of them, obviously, we know Pearson, you know, and it's just commonplace to see it now. Actually, if you get to 101 or 102, then we're talking. But 98, 99, forget it. It's just you don't even, you know, people don't blink an eye. So certainly there is an argument for that as a result of why there's been a lot more home runs, right? A lot of contact and the whole, and actually other people say that it's the way that people have approached the game now with the advanced metrics. So maybe it's the study of the launch angle and it's the study of so on. But it can't be just one answer, right? Because these numbers, like you just mentioned, are ridiculous.
So before we let you go, Marley, what are you looking forward to tonight?
I have like a random, because I'm such a nerd, so I have like random things that I look forward to. Tonight I'm looking forward to seeing Jose Barrios, the pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, pitch in the third inning against Javi Baez, because they grew up together and they're married to sisters. So they did that last year, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm really looking forward to seeing the unknown guys that feel like have something to prove, like the Jorge Polancos or the Ketel Martes of the world. That's always like kind of like interesting. I really want to see if Wilson Contreras can become the next Yadier Molina and start taking over for that, you know, that NL starting catcher position. And most of all, and I know maybe some people will disagree with me, I really want the National League to finally win.
You're going to have a hard time topping last night's show, Marley.
No kidding. Marley, thanks so much for joining us. By the way, great work last night. I mean, speaking two languages is one thing. Broadcasting in two is really something. And you get lots of
It can get a little tricky. And the worst part is, you know, because as you guys know, and you do this for a living too, you know, you also have a producer and a cameraman and a director in your ear.
Yes.
Don't listen to them.
Yeah, do what I do. Just take your headset out. Just keep going. Marley, thanks for
joining us. Just stick your head out.
Thanks for joining us.
It is my honor to be on with you guys. Right. Have a great day.
That's Marley Rivera from ESPN joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are back. Purchase any new vehicle and get a $500 gift certificate to Appliance Canada. Plus, get rates from 0%. Visit MapleToyota.com.